You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Music and singing seems to help a troubled soul. And to talk about a brand new album out today is a really talented musician and worship leader who serves as education and outreach pastor at First Baptist Church in Chickasha, Oklahoma, Doug Matlock. Brother Doug, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, the new album is Singing Seems to Help a Troubled Soul. Talk about that theme. Talk about why you've taken on this opportunity to put out an album.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I've been playing music, leading worship since I was in high school, and I got the opportunity to really start doing that when I was just starting high school. My youth pastor at the time at Trinity Baptist in Ada, Oklahoma, Tobin Jackson, he was my youth pastor, and he actually developed cancer and had to take some time off because of chemo treatments and things like that. And he was leading our worship on Wednesdays for youth group, and so I was like the next in line. No other person could do it, and I was just starting. I didn't know any songs, but God used that opportunity to kind of propel me into the ministry and doing leading worship and doing some music stuff around. And so I've been writing songs, and just recently decided to put a few of those into an album, just a short one, and had some songs together ready to get into the studio and start working on it. But I thought I really need like a theme to tie this together. I need some sort of, you know, direction. And I just love my favorite song lyric. One of my favorite song lyrics of all time is a Johnny Cash one from the song Daddy Sang Bass. And it's all about, you know, he and his family singing on the front porch in the Depression. And he says, Daddy Sang Bass. And then June Carter's mama sang tenor, and me and little brother just jumped right in there. Then the next line is, because singing seems to help a troubled soul. And I've always loved that line, and that this just rang true for me when I sing, when I lead worship, when I'm just singing songs to people. It ministers to me. God heals me through that, and just I'm so close to him during that time. And so I said, man, I just love that lyric, and that'd be a great album title, but I have no way to connect it. So I just decided, well, I'm just going to write just a short song to kind of bring that together. And so that's where the album title came from, but it really reflects all the songs that are on the album. They're all about good times and bad times and times when God meets us in all of our life. And so it's about how when we sing to him, he really heals us and helps our troubled soul.
Amen. Specifically, maybe tell us about some of the other titles on the album.
Sure. Yeah. The songs, some have been written a while back, some are pretty new, but Singing Seems to Help a Troubled Soul is the title track, and it's the first one on there. It's just a short song. It has some friends on there singing with me. The next one is Nothing Here Yet to Come, and it's a take on Romans 8 and about the love of Christ and how nothing will separate us. I've got a friend who sings with me on that. He's the lead singer of Blue Tree. He's from Northern Ireland. His name is Aaron Boyd, and got to get him on that track. And the next song is Psalm 23. I didn't really write that one. You know, David did, but he didn't ask for royalties on it. So, love Psalm 23, just kind of made that into a song, did some my own take on the lyrics, and then Love Has Come for Us, just a track about finding the perfect love through Christ that we're all searching for. Goodbye Yesterday, Not Letting Our Yesterdays Weigh Us Down. That features my friend Cedric Hardiman, who is known as Said Enough, and a great guy that we do music together a lot. I'm part of the same music group with him and the record label Church Point Entertainment. So he's on there. And then Walk With Me is a song that's I've written a long time ago, but it's about really walking with the Lord. But it's really features a lot of where my grandparents were from in Shakota and walking around there, just their neck of the woods, and just something I used to do. It was kind of I went there a lot as a kid growing up, and very special place to me, and the special song as well. My wife gets to sing with me on that. And the final song is There's a Fountain, which is a hymn that, you know, I did not write. It's an old hymn that we've sang, but one of my favorites, especially just the refrains in the verses, are just really powerful one. So
very good. my personal favorite is just how you did There Is a Fountain. It was just really powerful and moving. Our family has been listening to the album a lot as we drive down the road. And you mentioned one other time that there's one song in particular that you think is getting some traction.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing Here Yet to Come.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a brief listen.
Oh, death had its time, but lost in its prime. When out from the grave came a radiant light. And how high, how deep is the love shown on that tree? Not death nor life will take us from your side. There is nothing here or yet to come that will separate us from your love.
Okay, great. Well, tell us just a bit more. You hinted at it when you were going through the other songs, but what about this song do you think is catching people?
I'm not really sure exactly what it is. I mean, it's powerful, not in what I've written necessarily, but because it comes from such a powerful passage. It's from Romans 8, and it's just a passage that the whole chapter is just incredible. But the passage I focused in on was just that there's no height nor depth nor anything that would separate us from the love of Christ. And so reading through that, finding inspiration in that, I wanted to write a song that reflected that. And so, like, you know, in the chorus, of course, it says, how high, how deep is the love shown on that tree? And not death nor life will take us from your side. There's nothing here or yet to come that will separate us from your love. And I think that that's just, you know, it's such a powerful truth that connects with me. And I want us to realize that no matter how much we may run from the Lord, he's always chasing after us. And there's nothing that could separate us from him. And knowing that makes me want to reciprocate that even more. You know, wants me to chase after him even more. And so,
amen.
It's just a powerful truth that I wanted to communicate through song, and hopefully, you know, bring that passage to life to people in a way that would be very memorable.
Amen. What is the best way people could get their hands on this or purchase or download?
Well, it's out there on the internet. In several different places. If you're an iTunes person, you can download it right to, you know, your iPad or your iPhone or on your computer and burn a CD from there. But it's on iTunes. You can just search my name or Singing Seems to Help a Troubled Soul, and both will bring you to this album. Also, you can go to Amazon MP3, and it's there. Those are the easiest ways to do that. And then If you'd like an actual physical copy, then you can always email me at the church, and we can set that up through there. FBCChickasha.org is our website, and my email's on there, and we can arrange that if you'd like. But those are probably the best ways to get one right now. And then hopefully, you know, if there's ever a chance that we can come and share some songs with anyone who's listening today, that I'd love to come and do that. I'm a pretty easy guest. You know, I just like good food and good company, so that's all.
Amen.
I really need.
That's great. Well, I want to encourage everyone listening to this to check it out, to get a copy. You will be blessed. I wanted to ask Doug, too, just about worship generally.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, you know, in the events you do and through your own church, are you seeing God do something through worship and inhabiting the praises of his people? Does it give you hope? What do you see maybe here in Oklahoma and as you travel?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I've grown up in an interesting time in worship in the church, you know, where when I started going to church and first became a Christian as a young boy, you know, it was nothing but hymn books, you know, a few hymns before the sermon, and that kind of, you know, format that we were used to growing up. And then came some of the newer songs, the songs that were shorter and repeated several times, and got, you know, the reputation as being like a 7-Eleven chorus and seven lines and or seven words 11 times. I can't remember exactly how that goes. But and now it's kind of going back to where people are. They're still wanting new songs, but they're wanting more substance to them too. They're wanting them to be connected with theology, like the old hymns were, and just through worship, I'm seeing just a yearning for more depth in a relationship with God. Yes. And it's something that a lot of us who are leading worship are trying to focus more on in our song selection and our songwriting. People who are singing songs, they're desiring new songs with deeper theology, but they're also desiring even some of these older ones, like There's a Fountain. They want to sing these old songs that have such a deep connection to the truth of the Scripture and also our tradition as well. And so just seeing a yearning for something meaningful, something with depth, and it's very encouraging for me to see not like people who aren't being shallow in their Christianity. They're wanting to really follow Christ and know Him more. And that's one thing I'm seeing in worship right now. And it's pretty great to see that, because you went through a time when it was focused solely on just like the music, how it sounded, and now it's really starting to take a turn back to the more meaningful lyrics, the more meaning in the songs, which is really where hymns came from anyway.
Amen. Well, certainly you've added to the depth and repertoire through this new album. You know, I think of C.S. Lewis saying, in heaven, there is both silence and music. Mm-hmm. In hell, there is only noise. Mm-hmm. In this album and through your ministry, you are making music as unto God. And we thank you for putting this together. I do encourage everyone to go to the iTunes store and check it out. Singing Seems to Help a Troubled Soul with Doug Matlock, who serves as education and outreach pastor at First Baptist Church Chickasha. Thanks for coming on the program and telling us more about the album.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
May God bless you in this effort.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.